In this episode of the Backend Engineering Show, I want to discuss three situations where database indexes are useless. How about we jump into it? Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. And quick updates before we jump into today's episode. I'll be going into vacation, visiting my family back in Bahrain. And so you won't get this set up, you know, where I have a camera. So you might get a few videos from my phone. So I apologize of the quality when I was there, when I will be there. Time's going to be a little bit tight, so expect a little bit of a delay when it comes to content. With that out of the way, how about we jump into it and talk about indexes sometimes are useless. So what do we mean by a useless index, right? When I say useless in this particular situation, I really mean you have added this additional thing that was supposed to add performance, but it end up not doing anything for you at all. In fact, you can argue that you added some overhead with this index, right? So this is what I mean. So in order to talk about these instances, we really need to talk about what do we mean by an index. Very quick, we added this concept of indexes because of a problem that we have in database systems. You see, we have, regardless of the way you store your data, whether it's a relational table of columns and rows, or documents, or blob storage, this data is huge. In your table, you're going to have millions and millions of rows. In your documents, you're going to have thousands and thousands of documents. In your blob storage, you're going to have these content, these blob pictures, videos, whatever, contiguous one after the other. But searching becomes interesting because how do you find something in this pile of stuff? You get to scan one by one these million rows or thousands of documents or tens and thousands of these blob images, which is obviously not ideal because you have to loop one by one, and you have to visit, apparently work with millions of rows to find what you're looking for. So smart people found a way to eliminate working with millions of rows and instead work with as few rows as possible to find exactly what we're looking for. The best solution to search billions of rows is to avoid searching billions of rows, right? That's the best solution. So the trick here is to take shortcuts. So indexes was well born, and there are many, many types of indexes that helps you, you know, find exactly what you're looking for, or at least narrow the search. Not exactly gives you one IO or one cost, big O of one, not necessarily, but it helps you, you know, narrow that search. That's the goal of an index. So regardless of the type of it, there's a B tree, B plus tree, you know, GES tree, generalized search tree, or Bren, the goal is just, let me eliminate things that is absolutely doesn't contain my results, right? Just like concept of a Bloom filter. So that's an index. So I have an index and you search this index. So you still need to search, but it's a much, much, much smaller data structure compared to the millions of rows that you have on your actual data blobstar documents, right? Usually we call this area the heap, right? The heap is a data structure where you just dump everything, right? It's just a dumping ground. Index is an optimized data structure that helps you pick what column in your document or on your row, on your table, and exactly index that column. And the goal is to give you a row set, right? A set of rows that are candidate that may give you the results. After you search the index, you get a list of candidate results, right? Could be one or could be more. You still, in most situations, you still need to go to jump to the heap, to the big table, which contains the actual data, and fetch the content, because the index will only have one column or two, right? The heap will have everything in it. So you jump back, but the index tells you exactly where to jump. And that is the trick here. The index tells you, hey, jump to page 179 and pull row 73 in that page. It tells you exactly that, right? Now, it depends on the database. The database sometimes does an additional filtering upon fetching the row itself, because there are situations where the row might have been deleted, but the index wasn't updated, and we need to see if I'm supposed to see this row or not. So whether you're in a multi-version concurrency control or not. So this is an index. It's cool. Sounds like a good data structure, right? Beautiful. Let's always add an index. Why not? Well, careful with that. What did we say? We said that the index gives you a candidate rows so that you go to the table and fetch exactly what you want, right? Cool. Keep that in mind, because this is what I gotta come. Instance number one where the index is useless. When the column that you have created the index on has 99% of the same value, then the index is useless, or more, sometimes like 100%, then the index is absolutely useless. Let's say you have an orders table and you have a status, and this orders table is the archived order table, right? Where completed orders are usually placed in this table, right? So the status of the order, in this case, in this particular table, is always completed, right? So adding an index on this particular status column is useless, because if you have this table and it has, like, to say 100 million rows, and all of these rows are orders are completed, right? Then if you do a search, give me whatever order, blah, 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 where status is equal completed. Yeah, the database will say, oh, you have an index there. But if when it goes to fetch the index, guess what? All the values that is gonna search, it's all have the same value. So the candidate rows are literally the entire table, right? So that's an absolutely useless use case for an index. So pay attention to these kind of queries. It really depends on the value that you're searching for, right? Another example is gender, right? If you have male, female, or unspecified, right? Then when you search, right, you really need to know the statistics of these values in your particular table, right? Let's say if you're whatever this table is, and most of your, let's say, YouTube viewing history, 99% of your viewing history is are males, right? Searching where value is equal male is not going to give you much benefits, because the search space is going to be so large that you're going to get a huge result that the database eventually is going to decide not to use the index at all, because the databases are smart. They keep track of these statistics and decide, oh, is it worth it to use the index or not? Because guess what? Scanning the index is not cheap if you're scanning a lot of pages, right, at the end of the day. So that's another situation that you just keep in mind, right? But if you, for example, if you flip that query and you search for females, then this query is optimal. Because, oh, the number of females that I have is so small, right, that the search result is so small. As a result, I'm going to fetch smaller results. And I might find what I'm looking for much, much quicker, effectively. So, yeah, keep that in mind when you're creating an index. And not only just creating the index, what kind of queries are you hitting your database? What kind of where clause, what kind of values are you doing? Because that will affect the decision for the database to go to the index or not. If the database saw that the statistics in your table, I don't believe we talked about what statistics are. Statistics are a collection of numbers that the database accumulate on your table to give it a hint about how to go about planning your query effectively, right? So in our example, if it says like, oh, 99% of your rows are, you know, males and 1% is female. So if you search by male, the database will say, you know what, it's not really worth searching the index, because I'm going to end up scanning more rows anyway. It might be faster to do a sequential scan or a full table scan, right, in that particular cases. And the database is always doing these kind of decisions all the time. So if you think about it this way, and there's really just logic here, there's no magic at the end of the day, right? All these things that the databases have to make these decisions all the time. And these decisions to plan are also costly. But that's an episode for another day. All right, so that's one incident where your index is absolutely useless. When you're the volume of what you're searching for constitutes most of the index effectively, which will result in a candidate selections that are so huge that will cost me two hops, right, to go to the index and fetch the candidate rows and then go back to the table and then fetch the tables. That's obviously in Postgres. In MySQL, everything is organized. The table is organized around the index. Well, it depends on the type of the index, right? If you're searching a secondary index, then you search, you get a candidate rows of the primary keys, and you hit the index organized table, the cluster table, and you fetch those in those rows, and boy, they're going to be all over the place. So you'll be doing scattershot IOs, not quick, not fast. Just something to keep in mind. All right, the second instance where when the index is useless is I think it's well known. When you have a string field, and not all databases have that, but most do. If you, let's say you have a first name, right, field, and you create an index on first name and you want search for a person named Rick, right? If you create an index as is, create index on first name, that's it, then whatever case sensitivity in the column will be preserved and copied in the index. And that is how the index will be built. So if your name is capital R-I-C-K, that is how the index will be built. Right? It's all ones and zeros at the end of the day. R capital is a different letter than R lowercase. But I've been guilty of doing this in the past years, and I believe some of the listeners and people who watch this actually might be as well, where when I do a query, I'll always use the function, the built-in function in the database called upper or lower. So say, I don't know really that I don't know, the user type in rec small letter or rec R capital, all capital. So what do you do? You throw in hand the front end just sent you a string and you don't know what the back end is, right? So what do you do? You do where upper first name equal U case the string that you were given. What's wrong with that? Well, the moment you have used upper as a function, that will have just skipped the index because, well, says, hey, dude, you changed your expression. I have an index on first name, but I don't have an index on upper first name. That's a completely different content. First name and upper first name is a different thing. So people end up doing that and finding that their queries become slower and slower and slower the larger the table, because they're doing just the table. The database will say, hey, I don't have an index on upper first name. Let me do a full table scan, leaving the index rotting there, completely useless, and just taking space and really just becoming an overhead for us. The moment we insert a new first name, the moment we update a new first name, we have to go to this index, to this useless index, and update it with the new values. That's we keep maintaining this index that we never use. This is truly useless index. How do you fix this? There are many, many ways. You can create an index on the expression upper first name. If you know that this is how you're going to search your query, create an index on upper first name. Don't create an index on first name. Right? Another solution is just if you want to handle any case sensitivity, you create a generalized search index or gen index, inversed index, all these kind of things. I'm really just dipping my toe into these different data structures. But the goal is just gives you heuristics into how close words look like rec capital with rec small letter are kind of given a score, and they are, if it's within a value, then you get a hit effectively. Sometimes those hit are correct, sometimes are false. You get false positives, and you have to remove those false positives effectively. All right, and the final one, when I say final one, I don't mean these are the only three. There are many, many more that I can't think of. Some of you might actually comment on this video or send me emails and say, saying you can mention this and this and this. There are many, many situations, of course, and depends on the type of the index where the index can be useless effectively. So number three is specifically when it comes to composite indexes. What are composite indexes? Composite indexes are when you have an index on two or more columns, right, at the same time. It says, create index on first name and last name, right? Something like that, right? So this will create a single index data structure with both these values. And the databases have contracts when you have two columns. It favors the left-hand side column over the right. And it really matters where you put first, because it will really build the index from left to right, left to right, left to right. This is very important to understand, because it will favor the left-hand side, which means when you query this index, you better provide the left-hand side column when you do a query, right? Because you're gonna rely on the left-hand side column in order to filter out the right side, right? So the index become useless when you only, let's say you have an index on a first name and last name, and you issue a query where you're searching by last name, right? Most databases will do a full table scan. Says, well, yeah, I have an index on last name and first name, and you only give me last name. It's, I cannot use this index to search for last name because the index is not built that way. It's built from left to right, right? So the database end up using doing a full table scan. So the index becomes only useful when you actually do an and. Say, hey, where first name equal this and this. This is the best case scenario when you do an and. Because an and means both of them are true, right? So the first column equal this and this column equal this. And there will be an entry laying in the index B tree that have that entry. So searching for it will be so fast. Another situation where the index become useless in this particular case is if you actually do an OR, right? And it really depends. If you do an OR, what does that mean? Before we jump into the OR, if you just provide the first name, you're searching for the first name, and you have an index on first name and last name, then the index will be used because, again, we're searching from the first name, from the left first, left columns first. So I can use this index despite it having more. Yes, slightly costly, right? If you're only searching for the left columns, but regardless, you can use the index and you're going to get good result. The problem becomes when you have an OR, when you have first name equal this or last name equal this. That becomes a problem. Yeah, first name equal blah can use the index and it will use it, right? But then you're going to get a candidate rows because the results that you have from searching the first name is not enough, right? Why? Because you have an OR. OR, what does OR mean? OR means that first name or last name could be true. So both of them could be true. One of them could be true. If both of them are false, then you have to eliminate. And that's the problem. That means you have to search where the values are only last name. And the moment you say only last name, that cannot use the index. So you have to go to the table. And the moment the database thinks, oh, I'm going to the table anyway, this index scan that I just did is just useless. So why do a double search on the index and the last name? Might as well just hit the heap directly and fetch everything and start shuffling, right? The database will make all sorts of decisions this way. Sometimes the decisions will make sense, sometimes will be dumb. And most of the time when it's dumb decisions is when the statistics are out of date. Like when the last name column is, I don't know, it thinks that all the last name values are nulled out, right? Then it will make decision based on that. And the decision might be good or bad. If it's nulled out, then, oh, it's null. So I can assume everything is null. If that's the case, I might be actually good just searching the index. But the databases really have to make good decisions not to give you incorrect results. It can slow you down, but it never can give you incorrect results. Otherwise, you'll be inconsistent and you'll be violating the C in ACID. Right? It will be really bad. So yeah, guys, I think these are the three of many situations where the index become useless, I think. And what do you guys think? Did you encounter cases where your index just became a bloat and you never used it? You might say, how do I know I'm using the index or not? One way is just to add explain at the beginning of the query, or take your query and go to the SQL developer in Oracle or SSMS and SQL server, Microsoft SQL Server, or MySQL, PHP MyAdmin. Is that PHP MyAdmin? That's what it's called? PHP MyAdmin for MySQL. Wait a second, PHP MyAdmin is something else. I might be, that's my sequel. I don't know, man. I forgot so much stuff. P sequel for my sequel for PG admin for Postgres, and then you just paste that query and then do an explain. That will force the planner to spit out the plan that it used, and it says, "Hey, I used for this particular query, this particular value, I used this plan. I did an index scan, or I did an index only scan. I did a table scan. I did a full table scan. I did a multi-threaded, multi-processed, multi-worker table scan." All this stuff is gonna be displayed to you. Then you can make a decision based on that. Yeah. And if you have the dangerous thing is when you start your app and you build your backend and everything is fast, but you actually when you put data and you grow to the millions and millions of rows, you won't feel the slowness when you have like three records, right? While it is doing full table scan, databases might always do a full table scan when you have like 1,000 rows or 200 rows because it says it is no point of searching the index. I might just cache everything in memory. Let's just put everything in the Popfer pool. Damn it, I don't really need to use the index, right? It just makes all these decisions. But all of a sudden, when you put billions and millions and millions of rows, your applications start to slow down. That's what always happened. Hey, what happened? Hey, it worked in my machine. It was fast. But production is all slow, right? Because now you're gonna start seeing the plan. In the development environment, you had like three records. You won't feel it because you never looked at the plans. And as a result, you didn't see that the indexes were getting skipped. Your indexes were useless, right? All right, guys, that's it for me today. Quick plug. If you're interested in databases stuff, check out my course, Introduction to Database Engineering. I talk only about the fundamentals, the very, very basic fundamentals that all databases have, and that will grow a foundational strong base for you to build great backend applications. Head to database.husseinnasr.com for a discount coupon right now. Over 18 hours worth of content. Sheesh, that's a lot. That's a lot of lectures. All right, guys, see you in the next one. Goodbye.